Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
Over the years, I've mentored and coached so many business owners at all levels of business. I've worked with beginners. I've worked with people who are making $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, up to eight figures in yearly revenue. And I'll be honest, my favorite group of people to work with is the group that has made it to the seven-figure mark, and they're really looking to scale differently and get to 10 million plus in yearly revenue. Many different reasons why I love working with that group of people, but number one, like, they've done the work, right? They are hungry. They are motivated. They understand that it's a long game and they're not afraid to do the work to get there. I love that typically, usually they already have a team. So for them, it's more of a matter of just, you know, understanding what to do, and they go and implement. The issues that they face at that stage of business are also the main, you know, the most intriguing and most interesting problems for me to solve. And usually it's problems related to their systems, to their leadership. It's just so fun, right? And over the many, many years that I've been doing this work and being working with CEOs on their strategies and their scaling and their team and all of the things, there are multiple things that I see just as a recurring, as recurring themes. And I wanted to share those with you because maybe you are at that seven figure mark, you're trying to scale, but you don't really know what's holding you back, like why it's not working, right? Or maybe you are on your way there and you want to kind of understand like what's waiting for you, what needs to shift at that level. So here are five lessons that I see CEOs having to understand and having to shift once they've reached the $1 million mark and are looking to get to 10 million. All right. The first lesson people tend to learn, especially when they're at that, you know, between 1 and 3 million and looking to grow, number one thing is they realize that they have to unlearn a lot in order to get to the next level. What do I mean by that? Many different things. Like, this unlearning happens on so many different levels. And I think it is the first huge shift that entrepreneurs have to face in order to be successful at this level of business. The shift happens, number one, in their own area of focus. So what I mean by this is that when a business owner typically starts their business, most business owners are, you know, experts at what they do. Maybe they're a psychologist or they're a doctor or they're really gifted in digital marketing or whatever that is, right? But they start with a specific skill set that they monetize. And over time, that monetization of that skill set gets them to get a ton of clients and they grow their business. And all of a sudden, after a few years of work, they are at the head of a multi-seven figure business. Now, in order to get to 10 million from $1 million in revenue, you need to do things completely differently. And the first huge shift that happens in your focus is that instead of focusing on acquiring more clients and focusing on, you being the expert and you doing the things and you driving the results directly, now you realize that you cannot scale on your own and you cannot scale with you just, you know, surrounding yourself with a VA and some people who are just doers. Now you need other brains to actually think with you, right? You need to surround yourself with thinkers, which means that your focus also moves from focusing just on the doing to focusing on managing the thinkers, managing the managers and the directors, etc. It is a completely different skill set because now you are not just looking to do more of what you were doing. You have to do something completely different because now you're having to manage people and you're having to manage metrics and so on, right? So it is completely different. So that's the first thing. You're going from managing activities to managing people. Very, very different. And the way that you manage it, I just mentioned doers versus thinkers. So your team itself might have to shift. And I do not know of any business owner who went from 1 million to 10 million without having to radically change their teams. Okay. And when I see people actually holding on to their teams for dear life and hesitating on making changes, they typically slow down their own growth because of those hesitations, right? It is going to be necessary for you to look at your team in order to get to the next level. And that is absolutely normal. So that is the first thing. You will have to unlearn a lot. A lot of the stuff you used to focus on, a lot of the conversations that you used to have with your team will have to shift because you need to shift your attention from the doing to being more strategic, to leading others to do the work, which actually leads me to my second point here. Doing things yourself versus getting results through other people. This is another huge shift that business owners who are already at the seven-figure mark looking to scale face. And it is not easy, right? And it is similar to the first point that I just shared where, you know, where I was talking about having to unlearn a lot. This is also unlearning, but it is learning a completely new skill. When you are getting results yourself, you are in the trenches, you are driving activities, you are in the tactical and the day-to-day of everything. When you start hiring people to do the work and you're looking to get results through your team, this is a completely different ballgame. This is the type of context and environment where now you're having to inspire others. You're having to keep your team focused. You're having to keep your team organized so that they do the thing. You're having to provide the vision and the clarity and the confidence and the support and the mentorship and the coaching, all of those things and the training, right, for your team to be successful. And it is such a completely different skill set, which is why I believe that some entrepreneurs never manage to grow, right? Because this requires a completely new set of skills and a completely new way of behaving. And if you don't take the time to learn how to do that, and if you don't educate yourself and get yourself trained to do those things, it'll be very hard to grow your team and to get other people to get to the results for you, to get other people to help you grow your business without being too involved or without being, overwhelmed by all of the details. All right. It is a completely different game that you're playing here. And so if this is something that, you know, when you're thinking about your business and looking at how you have been managing the team, are you managing your team right now to where they get results, where you get the results through them? Or do you find that you have to constantly be in the weeds with them for them to be successful? Because if that is the case, I can guarantee you that this is one key reason why you might be having, you know, trouble scaling from 7 to 8 figures, all right? It is a completely different skill set. Another lesson that people learn when trying to scale here is that the mental blocks that they had when they were growing their business in the earlier stages don't just disappear overnight just because they've reached a specific milestone of $1 million a year, for example. And the reason why this is so important is that people tend to drag their mindset blocks and their upper ceilings and their patterns throughout their business journey, right? I always tell people, like, people don't have business problems. They have personal problems that show up in the business. And that is the case of mindset patterns and mindset blocks as well, limiting belief and all of the shebang. And so when somebody is growing their business all the way to the seven-figure mark and they're having lack of confidence, that lack of confidence doesn't just disappear. It continues to show up as they're growing their business. It just takes a different shape and a different form. For example, they might not feel confident leading their team. They might not feel like they can drive people and lead people in a specific manner, right? They might abdicate their power very easily. So when you think about the things that you faced as you were growing your business before that seven-figure mark, and you think about the patterns that you identified and the limiting beliefs and blocks that you were dealing with, they don't disappear just because you reach a specific income goal or a specific revenue goal for your business. That is something super important to recognize. If you're dealing with imposter syndrome now, chances are it'll happen when you're at 5 million, 10 million, etc., if you don't take care of that. All right. So it is super important as you're working on building your business that you focus very intently on your personal development as well. I'm telling you, the people who focus on their on their personal development, the people who focus on their growth, they tend to just be more successful. All right. It is imperative that you focus not on only on the strategy, but what is everything else that's coming up for you as you're growing. And if you can tackle those things now, it'll make everything else easier. Because when you don't tackle those personal development areas of your life, they continue showing up. And the thing is, the bigger your business, the bigger impact those elements will have, right? Because now it's not just about you, it's about your business, it's about your team members, it's about other families that are dependent on you, it's about more people that you're serving. So it is true that everything you do has more impact. So this is something that we have as conversations with my clients all the time. And it is things that might, be fine to hide under the rug when you're making $500,000 or maybe even up to the million or $2 million mark. But in order to pass that, you have to take care of a lot of those issues. Otherwise, they just stop you and they show up in front of your team. And it's just so much harder, right? You really have to focus as much on the personal development side of things as you do on the business strategy. And I guarantee it'll make things so much easier. Whatever you don't solve right now will continue showing up and just continue, impacting things, and sometimes in a bigger and bigger and bigger fashion. And we don't want that. All right. So that one is super important. So just to recap real quick, the elements that I covered, you will have to unlearn a lot. Makes sense. What got you here won't get you there. So that is super important in terms of your focus, in terms of what you're going to be doing with your time. We talked about how getting results from through other people is so much more different, so much more. It's a completely different skill set, let's put it that way, from just doing it yourself. It requires something completely different, right? We talked about the mental blocks that don't disappear. So it is so important for you to focus on your personal development if you really want to accelerate your success and accelerate your scaling. All right. The other thing too, I just talked about mental blocks, but the business issues, the business problems also don't disappear. They just shift differently. It's funny, when I used to coach business owners who were more beginner, let's just put it that way, who were making maybe $100,000, $200,000 a year, it's almost like they had this invisible story that said that once they get to the $1 million mark, they are successful and most of their problems would disappear. And we all know that that is not the case, right? When I look at my clients, and there's so many of them that I've worked with going and that I've helped go from, 100K, 200K to the $3-5 million mark in yearly revenue in a relatively short amount of time, like 2-3 years. And what I will tell you is that the business problems that they face, a lot of them don't change, because at the end of the day, business is business is business. So what do I mean by that? Most businesses have issues generating leads. Most businesses have a problem with cash flow, right? That's what they're trying to solve. They want to have better cash flow. They want to have increased profitability. It's the same thing. Now, when someone's very beginner, maybe they're more focused on learning how to sell and how to market. And that is their main issue. But typically, once you've passed 500K to a million, the problems are typically the same, right? And so going from a million to 10 in yearly revenue, a lot of it is going to be similar. It's just that now we also have to think about, like, how do we systematize those solutions? How do we make those solutions scalable, right? But if you are somebody who was dealing with cash flow issues at 1 million, chances are, if there is not a radical way of thinking about the business, of educating yourself in understanding your numbers and leading things in a way that generates profitability and where you create a culture around profitability and servicing clients to the best of your team's ability so that clients want to stay. If those things are not taken care of in the early stages or when you're at the million, $2 million mark, you will still face those same issues when you're making 10 million, right? I know so many people who have a profitability of, 5% at a million. And then when they're at 5 million, it's still the same, right? And it's not because they're not making more money. They are making more money, but they're also making the same types of decisions that keep them in the same place, in the same spot. Okay. So the business elements, you have to educate yourself on how to become a better business leader. And that just doesn't happen by chance. It is a process, and it is something that you have to invest yourself in and into understanding, right? I love how people say that you need to understand the language of business if you want to even be able to play the game. And that is the numbers. That is the accounting. That is understanding how to generate more profitability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the business problems don't disappear, but you can become much better at solving them very, very quickly. And that will take some investment on your part in time and energy. All right. So that is something that's super important. What you face when you're making a million or two, if you don't become really good at solving that, you might find yourself, even if you make more money, facing the same issues over and over and over again, even at $5, $10 million in revenue. Okay. Finally, another really big lesson that people learn when they're looking to scale. And this is definitely one of the most interesting things that I even have noticed coaching so many business owners who are already leading multi-million dollar businesses, is that the person with the most energy and capacity wins. And what do I mean by that? I see a lot of business owners just so drained emotionally and in their stress and, they're just overwhelmed by life and business in general. Like, they don't have a lot of capacity. They don't have a lot of energy. It can be due to many, many different things. But on the other side, I also see the business owners for whom, like, business just seems to come easy. And it looks like they're having fun. It looks like things are just happening without too much. Like, there's no fighting or anything like that. They're just doing business. They're waking up every day. They're tackling what's in front of them. They're having fun in the process. They have a vision. They're working towards it. They're leading their team. And it just feels light, right? And I always observe, what is the difference between the people who seem to do business in a way that feels easy and in ways that feels light versus the people who it seems like everything is just so hard all the time? And I'm telling you, it's because the person with the most energy and the most capacity wins. And how to build, in terms of building that energy and building the capacity, it's so many different things, but it happens on both the physical and the mental and emotional level. And even the spiritual level, actually. On the physical level, the clients who take care of their physical body, who sleep, who eat properly, who work out on a regular basis, and they just have like that athlete mentality of taking care of their vehicle, of their body, they will outrun every single time the person who doesn't take care of themselves. all the time. They will make better decisions. They will be more creative. They will be more fun to be around for their teams, etc., right? So that is on the physical side. The people also who are able to, who have that emotional intelligence, they're able to see situations and able to receive that situation calmly, take the time to work it through emotionally, and then respond, are so much more effective and are always going to be more successful than the person who is just overwhelmed by everything that happens. Everything that shows up like kind of derails them, and they're triggered and flustered, etc., right? So emotional intelligence is huge in this case. And so the same happens when it comes to their mindset and their mentality. The person who is working on their personal development, which is why I mentioned that before, and who is constantly expending themselves and expending their possibilities and their capacities and their skill set, etc., is going to be better at solving problems than the person who doesn't. And at the end of the day, business building is all about solving problems. That's what it is. It's about solving problems and tapping into opportunities. But if you are not developing your skill set to be able to do that, and if you're not developing yourself to be able to even see yourself as someone who does that all the time and very easily, it just won't happen, right? It is all about energy and capacity, and the person who has the most of it will win and will move from a million to 10 million much faster, much more easily, in a way that's more fun, etc. All right. So these are five things that I see business owners learn at that multi-million dollar mark as they're trying to scale. And it is so fun to tackle with them, to work with them through it. So I invite you to think about what that looks like for you. What is the thing that maybe is slowing you down that you need to work on, and that would help just create completely different results for you? I hope this helps you do just that. All right. Love you so much. Have an amazing rest of your day. And I will talk to you very soon on the next episode. Bye.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.